So what did you get out of Monday night watching the Carolina games? Or anything specifically you got out of watching a game live, so to speak?
Definitely. I think any time you get a chance to watch your next opponent on Monday night, you know, televised copies or something that, you know, we look at anyways. So I thought it was a heck of a football game, number one. I prefer not to be up that late after getting back from Denver as late as we did. But, no, it was a good game. Just, you know, to see it live, see some communication, and just, you know, there's things you can see on TV that you don't see on the coach's tape. So, yes, I think it's always a benefit.
What's different about him from last year?
Well, I think the biggest thing that's different Carolina last year to this year is they're healthy. I mean, we played them last year at home. They were not, as I recall, I don't remember specifically, but it seemed like they had a number of guys out of the game. So, you know, they're playing good football. They're playing very well, offense, defense, and special teams. You can see that, you know, throughout the film study. You know, the way they're running the ball, and really, you know, Cam Newton and Stewart, just the combination of the run and pass. And I just think Olsen's just a fine, fine football player, always have. So they're doing a good job there. And defensively, this is a very good challenge for our offense. So I think their statistics speak for themselves. And, you know, they fly around, rally the football. To play downhill. So in their special teams units, definitely poses some threats there too. So I think this is a very balanced, well-rounded football team.
Mike, what is the key thing you do that presents so many challenges?
Well, instincts, just covers the whole field. His instincts and awareness are definitely, you know, extremely high. His recognition of what you're trying to do is exceptional. So and he's definitely a, you know, a run and hit linebacker. So a very extremely productive player.
Mike, you mentioned Olsen. The last couple of games, tight ends have been able to get you on crucial downs, too. Does that surprise you, given the personnel you usually have matching up with tight ends? How do you think you guys have defended them the last few weeks?
Well, you know, last week wasn't a great week, but you know, Olsen poses different threats. They line him up in a lot of different places than what we've seen. You know, he's coming out of the backfield. He's displaced. He's a good blocker in their option packages out of the backfield. So a lot of misdirection. He's been extremely productive on the backside of formations. So that's going to be, you know, that's going to be a challenge, particularly when he is, there's a one-on-one situation, or, you know, the help has to come from a different location. So good player, and they utilize him. I don't know if there's, you know, schematically, they're very multiple. So, and he's definitely able to do it all.
Mike, you're a play caller. When the offense isn't productive, how difficult is it for you to just not reassume the play calling duties?
Well, I don't think that's I don't think that's a good structure as far as you dictate the job responsibilities. When things may not go well in any phase, I don't think you just abandon the process and the procedure and the responsibility of everything involved. So, you know, there's a lot to learn from the last game. Number one, I obviously didn't have our team ready to play, and I'll take responsibility for that, the way we started. But, you know, we had a chance to look at the tape collectively and really apply it to Carolina, and that's really why we're practicing a little later and coming off of a Sunday night game, spend a little more time in the meeting room.
Mike, what does that mean? I didn't have the team ready to play. You've done this for a long time. You're a good coach. What does that mean? The journey thing didn't resonate with them? What does that mean?
Well, I like to think I'm a, you know, dynamic speaker, and our videos are just off the charts. But, the reality of it is when your team doesn't start the way it was prepared to start, I look at that as my responsibility. So, the ifs and buts and whats of what go on during a week, every week's different. So, Sunday night football is different, you know, especially on the road. You're in the hotel and things like that. But, you know, we didn't come out and play with the same energy that we have in the past. And frankly, both teams are coming off the bye week. I'm sure that was an emphasis for the Broncos, is to start fast, because we've been extremely productive to start the games. But, you know, starting fast is one thing, but, you know, not be able to get going and sustain. You know, that was really my disappointment.
Mike, as you're watching the last couple of games, are you comfortable with how often your receivers are getting open? Are you seeing something that's limiting their production?
Well, I think the most important thing is this is not a one-position issue. This is, you know, it's everything involved. I think you have to cut right to the chase of it. First, you got to look at the opportunities. So our play total plays is way down, and there's things that factor into that. So that's why you have statistics. It kind of gives you a little direction on where to look, and you look at those things, you evaluate them, and you apply them to the individuals. So this is not just about the receivers not getting open, and so we'll use our past experiences, particularly our last two games, and apply it to Carolina.
Thank you, Ben. Offensive balls of 2-3-4 games, whatever, over the course of the year, you always come out of them. Is there anything different about what's going on right now? They're just pretty much the ebb and flow in the NFL season.
Well, I think the most important thing you've got to understand is you're really different every year. I mean, I know we've done well over the years when you throw the statistics over a course of 9 seasons. It looks similar. There's a pattern there. But this is a different offense than the one we ran last year. This is a different football team. You know, I didn't want an unbalanced football team. I didn't want to try to score 70 points at the expense of the defense. So, we started the season off the right way, playing in balance to one another. We have not the last 2 weeks, so we have to get back to that.
Coach, how has John Kuhn's role evolved this year, and have you been impressed with Aaron Rutkowski's play, special teams, but now more on offense?
John's, steady, very consistent, same player each and every day. Carries that over to Sundays. And Rip has done a good job. He's done an excellent job on special teams, and he's been getting a little more involved in the offense, so I feel good about his path.
Mike, do you think Ty Montgomery might be available this week?
We'll see. Hope so. I know he feels better. Obviously, this point in the week than he did last week. So we'll see if he can do some work today.
Mike, when guys aren't getting open, is that more on the guys that are running the pattern, or is that more on the guys that are making up the scheme in order to help them get open?
I mean, it's football. I mean, what's the definition of open? I mean, wide open, one step open. So, hey, there's things we need to do a better job of, running the football, obviously protecting, and the passing game. So we can get better in each and every area.
You've seen Newton since his rookie year, back in 2011, and then again last year. What have you thought of his development?
Well, I think he's having a heck of a year. I think the way they're utilizing him is a huge challenge. His ability to run the football from a number of different variations, whether it's the option series, their power series, the ability to get the ball to perimeter. Also, they have the pitch phase in the option series that you don't see much of in pro football. He's a big, strong, athletic, player that's doing a really good job in the run game. But I think the biggest impact he's made is really throwing the ball. I mean, he's looks very comfortable from just a pure drop back, and I don't know if there's an action pass combination that they don't have. So they've shown a lot of scheme.
Mike, what was your concern level or hope level with Q and with Sam and with Quinn?
Who's the first
one? Quinn Ronald.
I think Quinn's going to practice today. I mean, that's what we're looking at. Clay may do something. And what's the third one?
Sam.
Getting better. So I don't know how much he'll do today.